www.thebeatles.com. And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show, and it is a great, great day. We have been going through all the Rich Dad Advisors, and obviously Robert Kiyosaki and Kim Kiyosaki. I hope you've enjoyed that. One of my old friends, I mean, and I love this guy, happens to be a Rich Dad Advisor. His name is Garrett Sutton, and he's with Marianne and I today. And he's written so many books as a Rich Dad Advisor, you wouldn't believe it. I'll guarantee you the foundation of it all for people with home-based businesses is his first book, How to Start Your Own Corporation. So we're going to lead off with that. We're going to talk about the ABCs of getting out of debt, which is it's my new favorite Garrett Sutton book. He's also written Writing Winning Business Plans and Buying and Selling a Business. So he's covered it all. He's a bright guy. He lives in Vegas. He is a wonderful guy. Garrett, how are you, man?
Good, Tom. It's a pleasure to be back on the air with you.
Well, yeah, it's been a long time, but, man, I'm telling you what, neither one of us died in between, so that's pretty good news.
We're still here.
You've been an advisor for how long, man?
Since 2000.
Good golly, Nets. You've seen some iterations of the Rich Dad Group, too. And, I mean, that thing has undergone some real positive change. And even somebody like Robert Kiyosaki and Kim Kiyosaki, who you would think would be the most stable businesses on the planet, even those businesses have their ups and downs, and you need to be ready for them, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
You know, there have been changes. Some have been really good changes, and we're looking forward to 2014. So it's really just been a phenomenal organization to be a part of.
Well, you're the trunk of that tree. So talk about these people starting their own corporation. Let's just get right into that. Why would they do it? How much sense does it make, and how hard is it?
Well, Tom, we live in the most litigious society on earth. There are more attorneys per capita in the United States than anywhere else. And the system rewards people for bringing lawsuits. And knowing that, we have to protect ourselves. So right out of the gate, when you're starting that first business, you need to think about having a corporation or an LLC to protect you. By spending just a little bit of money, you can establish protection from claims against your personal assets. If you have that corporation or LLC in place, you get sued in your business. They can get what's inside the business, you know, a typewriter or a computer, but they can't get the equity in your house, your personal bank account, and your other personal assets. So that, for me, is a crucial way to start your business, through the right entity, a corporation or an LLC, giving you asset protection.
Is it ever too early to start setting that up the right way?
No, I think when you start thinking about a business, you need to start thinking about which entity am I going to use. And some people will start out as a sole proprietor, meaning they're doing business under their own name, and they may think, well, you know, I'm just getting started. I can't afford a corporation. But here's the issue. If you get started as a sole proprietor and you get sued, you're personally responsible. You can't later set up a corporation and avoid that initial claim. So why not just do it right at the start and set up that entity right from the start, get the bank account in the name of the corporation or the LLC, and, you know, the audit rate for corporations and LLCs is low compared to those of a sole proprietor. As a sole proprietor, the IRS audits you at a 5 times greater rate than you do than you have with a corporation or an LLC. So there's a much lower audit risk as well.
Why is that, do you know?
Well, the IRS, you know, look at it from the IRS position. If you're serious about your business, you're going to use a corporation or an LLC. You're going to want the asset protection. Well, if you're not serious about your business, maybe there's a little bit of a game being played here. Maybe there's a little fraud. Maybe you're trying to run expenses through that really shouldn't be. So the IRS finds that it's really the low-hanging fruit for them to go in and look at sole proprietors' tax returns, and they find it very easy to collect additional monies from them because it's just so easy. If you do a corporation or an LLC, you're going to follow more of a bookkeeping standard. You're going to have, hopefully, a bookkeeper to help you. Your books will be in much better shape. And the IRS has found that it's not as easy to collect from corporations and LLCs as it is with sole proprietors.
So operate your business like a business. That's the key to the deal. And understand out of the gate that you're starting a home-based business, not a home-based hobby, and treat it like a business, right?
Right.
Okay, so going forward with that, your book will tell them whether it needs to be an LLC or an S or a Y or a Z corporation or whatever?
Well, it's either S, C, or LLC. So, yes, we do go into that.
So you follow that down. And the expense and time to do that, I mean, is your book a guideline, or do they still need to hire somebody that's going to walk them through that process?
Well, we give you the information so that when you go to your local attorney, you don't have to have him explain very much to you. You know what the landscape is. If you want to use our firm, we have a discount in the book, and certainly we can help people with it as well. But the book gives you a head start, whether you're going to use your own attorney or someone else. Gives you a head start on the issues involved with corporations, getting started, and then running them properly.
Okay, I agree with that 100%. If you are, so buy this book. That's it. Start your own corporation. The guy's name is Garrett Sutton, but it's easy to find. Just go out to the Rich Dad Advisors platform. You're going to find it. Start your own corporation. You need that book. And if anybody is serious about this business, do that, because I'm telling you, all of a sudden, you're making $100,000 a year. You don't know how you did it, and you've got all this stuff going on, and all of a sudden you meet with a real accountant instead of Joe Lunchbox, that bookkeeper at the corner that you had, and he looks at you and says, how did you not, with this kind of great business you've got, how did you not set this up as a C or an S or an LLC? And you're going to look at him and go, well, I heard on the radio that Tom Chenault and Garrett Sutton said to do it, but I just didn't realize I was going to be successful so fast. And that's what happens to us. And I just got chastised by my CPA just a couple of weeks ago for something called segregation. I'm not doing a very good job of that, and there is a huge tax benefit to doing it the right way. And I was not doing it that way. In 2014, he's got me straightened right out. So I don't care how much money you're making, whether you're making $10,000 a year or you're making $10,000 a month or $10,000 a week, you need to pay attention to getting this thing structured right. He's written another book, and this is, I'm getting out of there because it's not a long show, and I want to talk about this book because I know most of my friends are in debt. And this book is called The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, Turn Bad Debt into Good Debt, and Bad Credit into Good Credit. And I want you guys to own this book because, A, most of us think we're paralyzed. Marianne's nodding right now. You're paralyzed by debt.
Yeah.
Because your credit cards and all the stuff that you've got from sins of many years ago still own you a little bit, right?
I'm owned in a few places.
And you hate that.
Yeah, I hate it.
And getting this book and reading it, which I did, it is unbelievable how much perspective you're going to get on the debt that you've got and how little trouble you're really in. Right, Garrett?
Absolutely. There are ways for you to handle your debts. You can be smart about getting out of debt. And that's, we talk about these strategies in the book, The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt. We do provide very, you know, a number of cautionary tales because on the internet there are all these groups making claims, many of which are totally unrealistic, but people are kind of paralyzed and they feel like they can use one of these programs. But you have to be very cautious about how you go about settling your debts because some of these groups will only put you in a worse position. So that's why we wrote the book, is to provide people with, you know, the real way to get out of debt and to also provide information on some of the scams that are out there.
Yeah, and it's a nightmare. People are, it's crazy to me, and this just happened to me last night. It's crazy to me how somebody would sit down with you when you're dead broke and then figure out a way to make your life even worse with a legal fee or a entry fee or some stupid thing to grind you down even farther when you are at your most powerless point. And that happens, doesn't it?
It happens all the time, Tom, and you're right. There should be a special place in hell reserved for these people.
No doubt about it.
They do not care about your situation. They are only trying to line their own pockets.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because in some states, doing this can land you in prison for a good long period of time. Texas has some really strong laws against people who perform these kind of acts. But then you go up to Canada, and a lot of these providers are from Canada. And in Canada, it's a slap on the wrist. And so you really want to deal with people who are in the United States, who are ethical. You've got to do background checks on these people if they're offering your help. But stay away from the groups that are in Canada because the laws are so lax up there.
The more benevolent they act toward you, the more they're probably trying to pick your pocket.
Right.
So you're in trouble. They know you got in trouble. And go read this book. It is the nuts and bolts. But, Marianne, I'm going to ask you a straight question, and I'm not putting you on the spot. Have you read this book?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But I'm going to.
Stand by. Stand by. And that book's been sitting on my desk for how long?
A week or two.
No, for a month. And why? Have you not read that book? You saw it. Why didn't you read it? Paralyzed. It never, you know, you look at that thing and it's almost too good to be true, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. And, you know, I got introduced to Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, a few years ago. And luckily I get to hang out with Tom Chenault every day. So things, I've become more and more educated along the way. But, I bought the Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I paid the Cash Flow Game. I got the, Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Kids. And so I feel like this is just my continuing ed here. And I loved, talking to, we had Tom on the show last week. And so now just finding out, what Garrett's got to offer here. So thank you, Garrett.
Yeah, but here's the deal about books. A, you're going to buy them. And that's really smart. So I want you to go buy, start your own corporation. I want you to go to SuttLaw.com, actually. Go look at Garrett Sutton and everything he's done. SuttLaw.com. SuttLaw. But the two books you really want to buy are Start Your Own Corporation and the ABCs of Getting Out of Debt. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back right after this with Garrett Sutton.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus. It's Garrett Sutton. I hope you went out and bought those books, Start Your Own Corporation and the ABCs of Getting Out of Debt. I'm driving the, you know, and I'm not, on this show, it's pretty unique for me to be driving people to buy products so hard. But this is not something, you know, I want you to start with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I want you to start with Kim Kiyosaki's books. And then I want you to read, these advisors are advisors. This is not some goofball deal or some, it's nothing except you are going to get the fundamentals of how to avoid scams. You're going to figure out how to set your business up the right way and figure out whether or not you've got a way out of the trap you're in. Garrett, what about the consolidation loans? Are those things just another, 99% of the time, are they just another trap?
They can be. I wouldn't say it's 99% of the time, but, you know, certainly those loans can trap you into debt even further. So you have to be really cautious, as we've said in throughout this show, about who you deal with. So I certainly recommend people check with the Better Business Bureau, you know, Yelp and some of these other online services. If people are complaining about the service that you're thinking about going with, that should be a big red light for you. So do your due diligence. Check around. I know, as we said earlier, people get paralyzed. They don't know which way to turn. The one program that sounds the easiest for them may be the only way they can proceed. But, you know, easy doesn't mean it's going to be the solution. So really, do your due diligence. Check out these providers before you enter into any contract with them.
So yesterday I opened up my credit report and I found two things. Number one, somebody had a wonderful stay at the Plaza Hotel on my American
Express. And it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was not me.
For a week at the Plaza Hotel on my American Express card, and somebody actually opened up a credit card and shipped a bunch of stuff to Florida using my identity. And I got to think, and I'm just a little tiny pimple out there, I've got to think this is rampant. And that, is there any way to clean up these credit reports and do all the, number one, stop that, and number two, not be a hostage to it? And hell, now I'm not even sleeping worrying about everybody out there trying to forge my name.
Well, you know, there are plenty of services out there that will help you monitor the credit reports. You know, LifeLock and the others will help you in that regard. My wife and I make a practice of always checking our credit card statements. And, Tom, you wouldn't believe it. In the last 3 months, we've had three purchases on our credit card that we didn't ever make. They weren't authorized, and we've had to have the credit cards changed. And, you know, the large credit card companies now are changing people's credit cards at an alarming rate because, like you say, there's just so much fraud out there. So you've got to be on top of it. It's, like you say, it's kind of a full-time job to make sure that your credit is not being compromised.
And how important is credit with what happened with the mortgage world and everything else? Is credit still that big a deal?
Absolutely.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
It is such a nightmare because almost everybody got sucked into some refi or some crazy deal or a modification or something on their credit.
Right.
And my friends are sunk. I mean, it is insanity how few people have 700 credit anymore.
Well, Tom, you know, I think people's credit is bouncing back.
Good.
if you clean up, you know, maybe you have to go bankrupt, for example. But if you go bankrupt, so many people have had to do that now that credit scores are starting to come back quicker than they would have 10 years ago. So, you know, I think that if you have a problem, sometimes bankruptcy is the right way to proceed. Just clean it all up, and you will find if you operate with prudence that your credit score can bounce back fairly quickly.
Man, that would be great news. I mean, for people, not, you know, necessarily. I mean, Marianne, you know, I work on that all the time. Thank
right.
God, because I would be in the trap if I didn't pay close attention to it. But these books are here to help you. And there's an entire section on scams. There's an entire section on credit cards. And I want to talk about interest rates. I want to, because even on your credit cards, I mean, compound interest. You can make compounding work for you or against you. And the credit card companies are having it work against you. And Garrett knows his way around that track. I want to talk about that a little bit on the other side of this break, too. We love Garrett Sutton. We love his books. Go to sutlaw.com. Go to richdad.com. Look at the advisors. Buy every book he's got. This is knowledge is power. And the books, and you have to read the books. They can't sit on your desk for a month and not be opened. We'll be back right after this with Marianne Niehaus and Garrett Sutton.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we're back. Final segment with Garrett Sutton. It is an unbelievable day. I love this guy. He is the, I mean, his work, I bet I have opened his books over the years, Start Your Own Corporation, 50 times, just going to find something that I needed. And he's written books, he's written writing winning business plans, how to prepare a business plan that investors will want to read and invest in. You want that book. He wrote a book called Buying and Selling a Business. There's just so much value here that is, before we even go there, Garrett, if a guy is making $100,000 a year in a network marketing business and he's got a 15-year track record with that company of making $100,000 a year for the last 15 years, what's that business worth? Is there any way to value that at any kind of number? Richard Brook puts a 5x income. What did he put on that? I don't know. I don't remember what he put on it. He traded it like a stock, kind of like. He put a 10x on it. So if you're making $100,000 a year, that business is worth $1 million. What would you say, being an expert at valuation, on these network markets because there's no inventory. There's no, all you, the only resource that you have is people. But
right.
If you've got a 15-year track record of making $100,000 a year, is there any way to quantify what that business is really worth?
You know, Tom, each industry has its own rule of thumb for what is the value of the business. So
yeah.
Some businesses would be 3 times gross revenues. Other businesses might be 5 times net profit. On a network marketing income, you would have to analyze how many people are going to continue to purchase the product. You know, does the product have long-lasting appeal? If he's done it for 15 years, I would say so. And so then it would be just a measure of probably times the gross receipts. Would it be 3 to 5 times gross receipts? I don't know if people would pay 10 times gross receipts. That would be a little high, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just, I just wonder, people are always trying, it's hard to value these things. And,
yeah.
You know, if I left, but that's any business. If it's the dry cleaner, you know, somebody's got a successful dry cleaning business and those two people that are so charismatic split, what do you really have? You got a couple of irons and a bag to put them in, you know? So
right.
It's really the people always, but I just wondered that. All right, let's keep this thing rolling. I want to talk about interest rates on your credit cards, things like that, and this bad debt again. Is there a way to turn all of that tide your way?
Absolutely. In the book, The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, we talk about numerous strategies for either paying off your debt, settling your debt, or going bankrupt. In some cases, bankruptcy is the way that people are going to relieve themselves of these problems. If they're under such a burden, maybe they bought too much real estate and the real estate is underwater and it's clear that those properties are not ever going to become valuable for another 10 or 15 years. Sometimes bankruptcy is the way out. You know, we're taught to pay our obligations, and, you know, there is a moral element to all of it. But if you have a family and you need to get a fresh start, there's really nothing wrong with going through bankruptcy and hopefully learning from the whole thing and being a little bit more prudent the next time out.
There's somebody sitting in the studio listening to the show that's got some debt going on, and this person, their face looks like I'm watching their face, and it is horrific. Look at her face, Marianne. This is a good friend of ours. Tell me, I mean, it's a horrible, horrible experience in your mind going bankrupt, but Garrett just said it's not that bad a deal. And people shouldn't be feeling so bad about that.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's, you know, because I think people feel like they failed and nobody wants to fail. But you're right. Sometimes you get into a situation where you're just so deep, medical expenses, partnerships and businesses splitting up, whatever it is. And, loss of job, loss of income. And at some point, you have to just realize that you will never, ever be able to get out of something so devastating. And so to be able to get the education, you know, do the bankruptcy, file, and move forward, but learn from it. I think that's the biggest thing, is you have to learn from it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And on those consolidation loans you talk about in your book, lots of people get the consolidation loan and then they go out and run up all kinds of new debt on top of that and end up hammering themselves. So that's insanity. How about these new FTC laws that you were talking about during the break?
Well, a lot of people will consider going through debt settlement and credit counseling agencies, and there were a lot of complaints about them. These firms would charge high upfront fees and then do nothing to help the clients. So the FTC came in, and under the new rules, the settlement firms cannot charge upfront fees. The fees can't be charged until the debt is settled. And so if you are dealing with a group that is asking for an upfront fee for debt settlement, you'll know that they are violating the law, and you won't go with those people.
Wow.
They also have to ensure that the money clients save is in a dedicated savings account under the consumer's control. A lot of debt settlement firms in the past would take the money that the client was supposed to be using for the payment of their debts and just take that money. So now you have to have segregated savings accounts, and the consumer, not the debt settlement firm, has control of that. And then they also have to provide disclosures to the clients, including that a settlement can negatively impact one's credit rating, and that taxes may be due on forgiven debt. And so, you know, there were so many problems with these debt settlement firms that the Federal Trade Commission had to come in and put in new rules in play, you know, put the new rules in. And so if you're dealing with a credit firm that isn't giving you these types of disclosures, be very cautious. You know, they are breaking the law if they're not telling you the truth about the entire transaction.
Wow, that's the truth. And that's, again, you've got to look around every corner and you've got to find great resources to guide you through this because it's a swamp and you've got to figure out a way through it. But once you're on the other side of it and you've got compounding working for you, you've got the laws working for you, you know what your rights are, and then you start going and letting debt be your friend, all of a sudden everything changes because you've got depreciation, you've got amortization, you've got all that stuff working your way. You aren't going to recognize your life. And once you've got power over it, you're never going to want to go back to that again. Right, Garrett?
Absolutely. And Tom, one of the messages that Robert Kiyosaki has always made or put forth is there's such a thing as good debt and bad debt. You know, we talk about debt and it sounds like it's a bad thing. But good debt, when you're borrowing to buy an apartment building, for example, that is something that can benefit you and your family. So we want to get rid of the bad debt, you know, the debt that you spent for personal things, the, you know, the doodads, the things you really didn't need, you know, the debt for the bad real estate deals you got in. We want to clean that out. And moving forward, we want to learn from what happened and start using good debt to advance your prospects and benefit your family's future.
Okay. I want to get out of this neighborhood and into one more neighborhood called writing a business plan that works. I've got so many friends, Oliver Makarowicz or whatever that guy's name is. He's got a drone company where they're making these drones, and he's got the coolest little company, and he's trying to raise money for that thing. And he's having a heck of a time because he hasn't got a business plan that anybody except an expert in drones can understand. And that is exactly the opposite of what he should be doing. He should be writing a business plan that a moron like me can understand and write a check for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and in writing winning business plans, we talk about that. You can't write this business plan for, you know, the small group of people who understand drone technology. Those aren't your investors. You need to be able to write it for the banker, for your friend, for your family member, so that they can understand the opportunity. And so clear writing is really important when it comes to a winning business plan.
No doubt. And so in your book, shows people how to walk through that. If they retained your firm, you could help with that a lot. And I'll tell you, it's the difference. I get business plans every day from people. If you've read Rich Dad Poor Dad, he says invest in speculative stocks, which means private placement memorandums and business plans and tax lien certificates and income producing real estate. So if you are a Mooney of the Rich Dad world like I am, you're always reading business plans. And it's almost embarrassing how the best business plans are usually the worst deals. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, and Tom, we have the new world of crowdfunding coming forward where people are going to be able to raise money pretty easily on the Internet.
Yeah.
And before you enter into one of those offerings, you have to read their business plan. And it has to make sense. It's like Warren Buffett says, I never invest in anything that doesn't make sense. So if you read the business plan and it's too technical or, you know, they're not writing in a manner that you can understand, if you can't understand the business opportunity, you shouldn't invest in it.
I'll tell you what you should do is read this book called Writing Winning Business Plans. Whether you're going to start a business or not, so you can understand those business plans everybody's sending to you. Because it is an art, and you want to be able to get past the glitter and find the gold. And you want to make sure that you're not missing it. And And then if somebody does that, like my buddy Oliver, he's got a cruddy business plan, go get him to read this book. I'm going to meet him for breakfast and give him this book today. Everybody, I love Garrett Sutton. Go to sutlaw.com. Go to the advisor page. Buy his books. He's a rock star. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure to chat with you again.
Yeah, I bought a little airplane. So Reno is on my radar screen.
Come on out to Reno.
I love that airport. I'll come and see you, and maybe we'll have a cup of coffee. I love
That'd
you.
That'd be great.
You have a great day, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Tom.
Care.
All right, we're going to come back right after this. We're going to talk, Marianne and I are going to talk debt. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about love, the pursuit of happiness. And it's going to be fun. But between here and there, I am not kidding. Go buy these books. Start your own corporation. If you only have a little bit of money, the books are only probably $15 a piece. You want to buy, start your own corporation. Then you want to buy the ABCs of getting out of debt. Because now you're out of the trap and you can go on with your life and you can actually do this business like a business because you aren't completely paralyzed by fear. Garrett Sutton is a rock star. I've known him for a long time. I believe in him and I trust him. So you want to do just that. So we're going to come back right after this for the final segment with Marianne Niehaus. But we can't thank you enough for staying with this whole Rich Dad Advisors ride we've been on. They've been life-changing for me. I know they're going to be life-changing for you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault. That's Marianne Niehaus. Holy mackerel, your face looked like you got hit by a truck a couple of times during that show. And it's because you were thinking back on when you were so in the trap and just, and I, you know, nobody knows this. Well, everybody knows it. 25 years ago, my father-in-law gave me a 1981 Subaru because I was so broke. My two cars had gotten repossessed. And he came back a week later and said to me, "Hey, Tom, I talked to my accountant and I need to charge you $1 for that car." And what flashed through my mind at that moment was, where was I going to get a buck? So everybody thinks that I haven't been where they walked because I got this goofy lifestyle now that is so pompous and all that crud. But here's the deal. I go to an AA meeting every day because I want to be reminded of who I really am and how quickly I could go back there. And it's no fun. But I promise you, we can do this. So take it away.
Well, I thought Garrett was, he's an amazing guy, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of this, Rich Dad, Poor Dad Advisory Board here. I know I'm learning so much, but, you know, I think so many of us, we weren't really brought up with an understanding of money, and we heard all the, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you got to work so hard. And, you know, and so I did. I worked really hard. My husband worked really hard, and we had the house, and we had, you know, the cars, and we had the credit cards, and what have you. And then things just started, you know, falling apart. My company got bought out by another company, and I started my own business, and I thought I was living the dream. You know, my husband continued to work. Then my mother got ill, and then my daughter, you know, was in a near-fatal car accident, and I wasn't able to work, and I was traveling between, you know, here and Texas. And, you know, the next thing you know, the debt had just built up so high, and I just really felt like I was in a hole. I mean, a really deep hole, and every time I tried to take a step out, you know, the ground underneath me just, you know, dwindled away. And at some point, we, you know, as a family, as a couple, we had to make some really, really tough decisions. And so I think people don't understand, you know, now, you know, we're driving nice cars and, you know, we're pulling ourselves back out of it. But a lot of people are still stuck there. And that's what I worry about, is that they don't have any hope. They don't think there's a way that they can really move forward from where they're at.
And you are convinced you're going to be rich.
No
you
doubt.
You are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're in the right place at the right time. And there is no stopping you, right?
Yeah, there's no, you know, I have seen our income increases every single month. It's not my husband's job because he hadn't gotten a raise for 4 years.
Where's he work?
He works for Xcel Electric.
Oh, why did I say that?
Out of Niwot.
Yeah.
Out of Niwot, you know. Sorry about that. But they, because they went through a really tough time with the economy. However, with what I'm doing in my multi-level marketing as a professional network marketer, my income has continued to grow every single month.
And that's the name of the game. You can take your destiny into your own hands. And you're driving down the road right now, and your husband is in the trap. They've cut his territory. They've downsized him. They've just got him stressed out. And you're going, what are we going to do? The name of the game is maybe you can do something a few hours a week from your house even though you're taking care of the kids and doing all those other horrific responsibilities that you've got, maybe you can carve out 15 hours in a week and go replace your husband's income or your job income and really get yourself started on a track toward having some money to retire on, because most of us are surviving. We aren't even going with Plan B, which is, you know, figuring out our retirement and all the things that go along with that. We're just trying to get, we're trying to have as much money as we have month. And that's terrible.
Well, I, you know, owning my own business, I just did not realize just how many hours I was working. And if my business was going really well, I was working tons of hours, you know, up till 1 o'clock in the morning and bouncing out of bed at 5 a.m. because I had so much to do. And then on the opposite side, when, you know, business wasn't going well, then I was worried about making money and what have you. And so what I've discovered, I started my MLM part time. Working more than full time at a business, you know, as owning my own business.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game, and you're a rock star. And the reason I even wanted you to talk really straight, because I know that you are in the majority, not the minority,
mm-hmm.
of being somebody that was in that spot and scared to death and not knowing where to turn. And one thing, when you came in my office that day, we just got a bunch of books. I didn't say, believe me. I said, believe these people like Garrett Sutton or Tom Wheelwright or Robert Kiyosaki or Kim Kiyosaki. So I love you, Marianne. I love all the listeners. This advisor series is going to continue on. It's a blast, and I guarantee you, if you read these books, you are going to have a better attitude, and you're going to have more money. So that's the name of the game. We're coming back next time with another advisor. Thanks for listening.
And I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.